Welcome back, guys. This is Lori Lay with Lori Lay Inspires, your host and coach with the Reset and Rise Method, bringing you a message today about when God goes silent. The hidden gift in the waiting. Now, before you scroll, I want you to say, you know, you might be saying, well, God doesn't go silent. He answers my prayers and all that good stuff. Well, I'm here to tell you, yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. So welcome back to the Reset and Rise podcast. And I'm excited because you're here, because today's episode is one that has personally transformed how I walk through my own silent seasons. And I want to ask you today this question is, have you ever been in a place where you're praying, journaling, fasting, doing everything you know to do, but it just feels like heaven went quiet? It feels like God's not answering you. It feels like God's not meeting you where you're at, and you're asking God, where are you? What did I do wrong? You know, and I think we've all been there at some point, until we can understand that the silence was a rejection. But what if it was actually redirection? See, sometimes we go our own way, and I know what that's like. For, you know, 20 years I'd been hiding behind different crafts and giftings that the Lord had given me. But I knew that he also had messages for me to give to the community near and internationally and globally, to the point where I just felt like if I stayed here in behind my crafts and things, the, you know, creative things and arts, that I could just be safe here and that I could just be inspirational. But there's messages that he wanted to get out today. And in this personal story of mine, you know, it's the fog that comes before the breakthrough. And see, sometimes there's going to be times where, you know, we're hitting the pavement, like the road is permanent. Fog is temporary. You get out of the shower, the mirror is foggy. It's from the humidity of the shower, the hot shower. That is temporary. The mirror is permanent. Who we see in ourselves is permanent. So when we start thinking and we're not taking captive of our thoughts, our thinking, our attitudes, and how we act towards things, it really has an impact on our life. You know, a few years ago, I hit one of the most confusing seasons of my life. Doors that had once been wide open were shut and started to close. People I loved became distant, and business slowed down. The very things that once gave me joy started to feel heavy. And I remember waking up one morning and just sitting in silence, asking God why I felt so invisible. I thought maybe I missed his voice, maybe I made a wrong turn somewhere. But what I didn't realize was that God was clearing the clutter around me. And this is what he does, guys. The clutter was mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I was going mentally broke. I was going emotionally spent. And I was going spiritually dry. So I could hear him again. And this was the importance of clearing the clutter. See, God met me halfway. And that's actually where my Reset and Rise method was born. Because you can't hear God. It's not that he left you, it's that he's teaching you to tune out the noise so that you can find your peace again. So see, silence can feel pain, can be painful, but it's never empty. Just like the seed underground, you can't see what's happening. Your nails, especially if you look at your nails, it's like they were short and 3 months later they're grown. We don't see it happening, but we know that growth is happening beneath the surface. Sometimes God hides us to heal us. He's hiding in our heart. He's there, but he's in there, and he's working, and he's stirring up inside of us a message, a seed that's going to be cultivated and grow in a harvest. So if you feel overlooked or forgotten, he's right there. He's right now. But if you're feeling like you've been forgotten now, maybe you're actually being protected while your roots grow deep. You don't need to rush out of the progress. You just need to trust that silence is sacred. It's where your identity is being restored. Now, this is going to touch somebody's life today. And what I'm about to tell you is something that you really need to know, that if you've been pouring out and you've been waiting for God, and you've been standing outside in the hallway and wanting him to open those doors for you, it's okay that we ask, but just know that in his time, God is good. When we don't get what we prayed for right away, our minds want to call it delay. But sometimes God's not yet is protecting us from where we're not ready. If you're someone like me, purpose-driven, always building, always pouring, that pause can feel uncomfortable because we want to know what God's up to. But pauses are powerful, guys. Ladies, women out there, take back your authority. You have emotional authority. They're where you remember who you are outside of what you do. I've learned that the best ideas, the biggest breakthroughs, and the deepest peace come right after I stop trying to make things happen by force. See, God knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing in your life. And often he's waiting for us to show up. He's waiting for us to draw and be closer to him, grow our relationships with him. Amen. So many of us take silence personally, especially if you're texting someone, they don't text you right back. Or if you texted someone and you know that you saw a red receipt, or they even shut off their phone because they're not wanting to get any notifications, so they go silent. You know, so you give people space. But we assume God's quiet means that we did something wrong. But he's not punishing you. He's polishing you. Think about gold in the fire. The refining process removes everything that doesn't belong. So what remains is pure, strong, and radiant. You're going through your refining because your next season requires a stronger, clear vision of you. It's not rejection. It's preparation. Hear me when I say that. You are going through your refining because your next season requires stronger version of you. It's not rejection. It's preparation. Just like when you said, Lord, give me patience. Where's the patience coming from? Through the testing, right? Through the crushing. So in this, I want you to just get your pen and paper out. If you're looking for something, a journal, I do have free resources. Just click the link up in the description or in the bio. Grab your journal and write this question. What is God preparing me for that I can't see yet? What is God preparing me for? So you didn't come to this episode today, to my podcast, thinking that you were just going to get some washed out message and something that didn't apply to your life. Something that you're going to just, you know, it's great to hear it. But if I could touch one person that's listening out there that is going through that season, say, yes, I see this, I hear it. And that your inner self is inside saying, yes, that's me, let's go. No more excuses, no more doubt, no more self-belief. To love myself enough that God is calling me for something greater, and then I'm going to help pick myself up because God is there to meet you where you're at. It's nothing forced. We don't have to force it. We don't just have to blend it, memorize it. We just let the Holy Spirit speak. Maybe he's preparing you. Maybe, you know, you're standing in the river waiting for God to just cleanse and purify and make you feel like you used to be whole. And for some whatever reason, limiting beliefs, overworking, overwhelmment, overthinking has gotten to your way. Distractions are one of the greatest things to get in the way, let me tell you, in your life. Maybe he's preparing you, your mind for focus for the next season, of your voice for leadership. I know that God has called me in the area of leadership and to help coach and train future leaders and coaches. Resonant leadership has been on my heart. Resonant leadership. It's like, what is resonant leadership, Lorelei? It's a deeper inner working that God has put in a purpose so deep that it becomes where people are purely motivated by God and just moving forward with authority. with leadership. So we must not only trust ourselves, but trust that He is working on you right now. It is exactly what your next level needs. And I want to say, as in closing, I want to leave you with this. Silence is never the end of the story. It's a space where God rewrites your story with you, your journey. He's there with you. You're not behind. You're right where you need to be. You're hearing this message for a reason. You're being rebuilt. If this episode spoke to you, and I'm going to close this off, and I don't know how many podcasts do this. I don't really care, but I'm going to say a prayer right now. If this prayer touches your life today, tomorrow, next week, I want you to come back and comment on it. Father God, we just thank you for this podcast, this episode. Anyone that is listening, I pray that you would just reach out to their heart, Lord. Change their hearts, their minds, their thoughts, their thinking. I pray that you would just pour onto them. I pray that you right now a power of peace come upon them, a power of clarity, Lord, that we just intercede on their behalf right now, that in this season that they are standing in the river waiting, Lord. That they are now blessed, that they are now protected, that they are now going to be moving forward, that you know exactly what needs to be removed from their life, that you know exactly what they need in their life, and that they are standing in the river waiting for you, trusting you in the midst of their chaos, in the midst of their storm. Bless them financially. Teach them how to be financial stewards. In this time, give them the ability to stand up, to rise up in the authority, their God-given authority in the name of Jesus, that they will begin to remove those overthinking, those doubts, those limiting beliefs by drawing near to you, as your word says. And Father God, we just thank you for this prayer and those that are going through a season of illness, of dis-ease, Lord. I pray that you would just heal their body. I pray that you would just touch every cell in their body, that according to your will and purpose, that you would have their hand upon their life. In your precious name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, feel free to tune back in. Next week, I'll be bringing another weekly episode in. And if you like this, go ahead, by all means, share it with a friend. But I will be plugging in some short content in between these weekly episodes. So God bless you. Until the next time, stay safe.